Shapati presents The Construction of Happiness, Discovering the Necessary Tools for the Construction of Happiness, by Lionel Ludor, narration Alenz Jolstius. In this volume, Lionel has successfully described how happiness is a simple state of mind. Therefore, if we apply those magical formulas given in this book, we can generate inner happiness in ourselves and others. Published by Shapati Self-Publishing Company in 2022. This recording is a production of Shapati. Copyright 2022 Shapati.
Introduction. Happiness as a concept is one of the unanimous aspirations of humanity. Who does not aspire to happiness? Yet, through his antisocial act, even the psychomaniac tries to find his happiness. If it is inevitable that, by definition, happiness is a state of satisfaction, it nevertheless results that this satisfaction is at the same time individual and/or collective. Does our satisfaction automatically arouse joy in the elements of our immediate entourage? Could we contain happiness by taking it for granted? Isn't happiness a succession of satisfactions? Through this work, we will try to answer these questions. Part 1. Chapter 1. What Happiness Is Not. We often tend to compensate for the trials of daily life using a series of fast food pleasures which, unfortunately, generate other problems of an endless complexity, letting ourselves be dominated by a problem's impact rather than questioning its causes often pushes us to choose ready-made solutions, a vain step towards satiating emotional satisfaction. Happiness is unfortunately not the uncertain pleasure that moments of madness can give us. A young woman in her 40s tells of having resorted to sex to alleviate her family anxieties, provided she is deprived of the attention of a husband who cares little for the well-being of his household. Instead of being therapeutic, this sexual routine she refers to has become her most significant burden. Do you ever lock yourself up in your room or isolate yourself in a corner, far from the eyes, to burst into tears? If so, rest assured that you are not alone. It happens to us to repress our sorrows by trying to sell the image of an accomplished man or woman. However, it is an inevitable truth that the natural one always returns to the gallop, whatever one chases it. Do not believe that happiness is essentially the result of an ambitious project, because the unreasonableness at the base of a plan automatically leads to failure and engenders anxiety. Other people experience what they consider happiness by inflicting pain on others. The antipathy expressed towards the other cannot be considered a trigger of certain happiness, although the latter contains the faculties necessary to satisfy the desires of a maniac. Individuals who take pleasure in the misfortune of others are often people who are trapped in a mental state, either because they have repressed emotions that they should have faced or because they are facing some remorse that obstructs their steps towards happiness. What is happiness? Happiness is defined as a feeling of satisfaction. That is, the pleasant mood that a given situation can give us. Happiness is, above all, a state of mind. We can be exposed to a serene environment while our state of mind remains inappropriate. Many are those who, on social media platforms, show off a new house, a new partner, or a new car, among others, while in reality, they live the worst moments of their lives. Happiness refers to the intense moments we share with family, friends, colleagues, etc., what the Americans call quality time. The times of qualities allow us to avoid the harmful waves. Simultaneously, they avoid the misfortune of reproducing these waves, which poison our existence. As previously quoted, happiness is above all a state of mind. Don't believe that a good state of mind would automatically create the necessary conditions for happiness. It's a bit like the story of the chicken and the egg. A good state of mind results from a set of critical factors, like the physical environment we have exposed ourselves to. If the environment is toxic, it automatically influences our mood. Several factors can be at the root of a toxic environment. A friend with negative thoughts or opinions can make your life miserable. Another aspect of a toxic environment is that living in an unsanitary neighborhood or house automatically influences your mood without even knowing it. Merlene, an old acquaintance, recounted her experiences with seemingly uncontrollable high blood pressure, despite her doctor's intervention and repeated exercises. However, once she resolved to make changes in her immediate environment, she eventually saw her health improve. Happiness manifests itself through the repetition of a set of behaviors that become routines. Do you wonder why a baby cries during the first minutes of its appearance in the world? The answer could be more philosophical than technical. A baby's first cries can mean that we are born in a world of fears and pains. It is up to us to create the conditions necessary for our well-being. Once of the world, the baby, who does not have words yet, must cry to have his mother's breast. He agitates without stopping to indicate when he makes tata, to be thirsty among others. Because from his first day in the world, he has understood the imperious obligation to create the necessary conditions for his well-being. Happiness is the satisfaction experienced by a father who attends the graduation ceremony of his son together with his wife, without them having to return to their respective homes after the party. Many parents live with the means to provide for their children, yet they only have access to quality time with their children once a week. At the same time, happiness is expressed in the satisfaction a young woman feels after getting rid of a toxic marriage. Don't think a person with a physical disability can't be happy. As long as great people surround her and embellish her life, she can accomplish great things by pursuing her dreams. Happiness would be a mere emotion if it were not based on solid foundations.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to the first chapter of this book. In the next chapter, we'll cover several factors that will help you unleash the key to happiness. We hope you'll continue to follow us as we journey through this book together. This book is available now to purchase at lionluidor.com. So get your copy today, as we have a special discount waiting for you in your email. Hurry up. This offer will expire very soon. Thank you again for your time and support.